Assalamu alaikum. You are now listening to a talk series about the prophets mentioned in the Quran by Sheikh Ahmed Al-Nashash.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa afdalus salati wa atammu taslim ala nabiyyina Muhammad al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ittaba'a hudahu ila yawmiddin. Dear brothers and sisters, today inshallah I'll talk about Prophet Ayyub. I'm sure most of you have an idea about Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. And many of us, when we mention patience, we link it with Ayyub alayhi salam. He's a great prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us his story in two places in the Quran. Not a lot of details in the Holy Quran about Ayyub alayhi salam. But the mufassirun, the commentators, they mentioned to us some details of the life of Ayyub. And from this life, we can take a lot of lessons. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, he said his name is Ayyub bin Mubis bin Razah bin Al-Is bin Ishaq bin Ibrahim al-Khalil. And others said he is Ayyub bin Mus bin Raw'a bin Ra'wil bin Al-Is bin Ishaq bin Yaqub. And when you look at his lineage here, you can see between Ayyub and Al-Is, who's one of the sons of Ishaq, only two fathers. So he's not far from Ishaq and Ibrahim alayhim salatu wassalam jami'an. Ibn Asakir said that his mother is the daughter of Lut alayhi salam. And it said that his father was one of those who believed in Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was thrown in the hellfire, in the fire, and the fire was unable to burn him because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made on that day a miracle that the fire was unable to hurt Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he came out from it safe and sound, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we'd like to confirm firstly that Ayyub alayhi salam is from the offspring of Ibrahim. And we can find this in ayah 84 of Surah Al-An'am. قال الله تعالى ومن ذريته داود وسليمان وأيوب ويوسف وموسى وهارون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Ibrahim, and he said from his offspring is داود, سليمان, أيوب, يوسف, موسى, هارون. And we find in the Holy Quran also that Ayyub alayhi salam is one of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them a message. In Surah An-Nisa, ayah 163, يقول الله تعالى إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that we reveal to you the book and the message as we reveal to Nuh and the prophets who came after him. And we reveal to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, Al-Asbat, who are the sons of Yaqub, the 12, and Isa and Ayyub. So this is, brothers and sisters, Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. So we know so far that he is from the offspring of Ibrahim, and he is also one of the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to them a message. His wife called Leah bint Yaqub. So what happened to this prophet? The commentators saying that Ayyub was a man who used to be very, very rich. So he has land, he has cattle, he has sheep, cows, camels, and he has also servants working for him, a lot of lands in Huran in Syria these days, and these lands was there is a lot of production in it at that time, and also he has a lot of children and a big family. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this prophet on a trial. So he started to lose his wealth one after another. So problems with the land, the products, problems with the cattle, the sheep, finished. And also his children starting dying one after another. So now this rich man, this wealthy man, became a poor person. And all this was happening, and he's patient and saying Alhamdulillah for everything. He was patient, losing everything one after another, and he was patient. Then the trial moved to himself. So diseases affected him, so all his body was in pain, different types of diseases. We don't know exactly what type of diseases he has, but the commentators saying that all his body was affected. The only thing left sound is his heart and his tongue. And he was remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using his tongue, but his tongue was linked to his heart. And here I'd like to mention something important really. All the time, we talk about dhikr and importance of the dhikr, And there is books of Adhkar, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, which is brilliant. There is no doubt that the dhikr is very, very important. But sometimes you might say, I am doing all these dhikr. I read the dhikr in the morning, after the salah, in the evening when I go to bed. But I cannot see that dhikr is working. What's the reason? I'll tell you the reason, brothers and sisters. I'll tell you the reason. The reason is because this dhikr only by tongue. The dhikr doesn't come from the heart. It is a repetitive thing. You just say it, finish the book, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I done my adhkar. But while you are doing the adhkar, your heart is somewhere else, your brain is someone else. You are not concentrating on your dhikr. And this is why the dhikr is not working. Because for the dhikr to make a change in your life and give you the protection that it is designed for, this is the whole idea of the dhikr. The dhikr is two parts, I can say. One part is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is something we need to do all the time. And the other part of the dhikr is a protection for you, for your family, for your wealth, and all the other things. Now, how you can expecting that the dhikr is working if it doesn't come from the heart? So while we are talking about Ayyub alayhi salam, we'd like to remember that Ayyub, the diseases actually affected all his body. The only thing which is left, his tongue and heart, and he was remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his tongue, and that tongue was linked to his heart. And he used to make dhikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night, evening, morning, every time. And the disease which affected him continued for a while. There is one of the narration saying that because of the disease which affected him, and his skin was affected, so the people, they try to avoid him, and he has bad smell. And one of the narration, as I said, saying that they took him and put him away where they throw the rubbish and all of these things, which is, I don't believe it. And this part of the story, I don't believe it. Because all the time we have to think about these prophets in a good way. Yes, he lost his wealth, he lost his children. There is a disease, because the ayah is telling us this, which we'll talk about it in a minute, inshallah. But for a prophet to be thrown on, what they call it in Arabic, mazbala, just where the people throw the tips, this is not a suitable place for a prophet. And also, I don't agree or accept some of the narration saying that there is worms in his body and you look at his body and you can see the worms coming from it and these things. This doesn't suit a prophet. And why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do something like this to a prophet? Yes, he can test that prophet with losing the wealth, the children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in Surah Al-Baqarah. He said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِ. He said, we'll put you on a trial by losing الأنفس. You lose your life or the people that around you. الخوف, fear, الجوع, hunger, نقص, من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات, that you lose the wealth, the people and the vegetation. And but at the end he said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give the good news to those people who are patient. So yes, in the story of Ayyub, there is the element of the trial, and that trial involve three things: losing of the wealth, losing of the health, and losing of children. All these there, and the ayahs is telling us that. But to give a very scary picture about Ayyub alayhi salam and how he used to look and all of these things and throw him in that place, I don't agree with that. So as I said, he was put on a trail with all of these things. Now, who kept looking after him? His wife. So his wife continued looking after him, doing everything he needs, despite the fact that she noticed that the people stopped making any contact with him. So his wife was fixing his clothes and looking after him, giving him food and water and all these things. And if he'd like to just go to relieve himself, she will help him. But also, this wife needs some money. Because they lost everything. So she started working as a maid at the houses. And the reason why she started to do this, because she wanted to buy some food to feed Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. And during this time, the wife of Ayyub radiallahu anha wa ardaha was very patient. She doesn't complain. And she is doing the two things. She's working, and in the same time, she is helping Ayyub during this time. Now, some people, when they knew that she's the wife of Ayyub, they started refusing to give her work. Why? Because they thought that because she's in contact with Ayyub and they know that he has some diseases, they don't know what these diseases are. So they thought that this disease can be transferred to them. Until she reached a point that she cannot work. And now she's stuck. She doesn't know what to do. Now, she needs to do something. What she has to do? She has to cut part of her hair and sell it. So she sell it to one of the daughters of noble people there. So it seems that she managed to get good money from that. So she bought nice food and went to Ayyub alayhi salam. So he said, where do you get this from? She said, I worked for some people. So the next day, she went to work. She cannot find work. Then she sold another part of her hair. Now Ayyub, he can see because he can recognize that the situation and the type of food and these things is different. So he'd like to know what's going on. So he said to her, you must tell me where this food from. So what she did, she took off her hijab. So when he noticed that she lost two parts of his hair, he at that time made the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi inni massani ad-durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. O Allah, I've been afflicted by the harm and you are the most merciful. At that time, Ayyub alayhi salam made the dua. Now here the scholars, the commentators, they spoke about how long this took, how long he was in this trial. So Wahb bin Munabbih said it was about 3 years. Anas said about 7 years and some months. And others, they said about 18 years, which I doubt myself. And one day, his wife said to him, O Ayyub, why you don't pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure you? And he said very, very beautiful words. And I'd like all of you brothers and sisters to think and reflect on these words. He said, I lived my life free of all the diseases, a wealthy man, living, alhamdulillah, in a very good style, lifestyle, for 70 years. Is it difficult for me to live another 70 years while I am suffering? Allahu Akbar. Look, the iman that Prophet has. I lived 70 years, enjoying my life. Okay. Is there a problem to live another 70 years suffering? This is why Ayyub alayhi salam linked to patience. I don't think any one of us can reach that status. Yes, we are telling this story, the story of Ayyub, to encourage every one of us to be patient. But look at the understanding, brothers and sisters. Now, for us, we live a good life for a long time, then If it is one day or one hour, we start complaining. Inshallah, we'll continue the story of Ayyub alayhi salam, this great prophet who gave us excellent example of patience after the break. So please keep tuning in on Inspire FM 105.1. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you, to keep all you safe, and bless you in your deen, in your wealth, in your children, and in your life. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have just been listening to a talk series about the prophets mentioned in the Quran by Sheikh Ahmed Al-Nashash. Tune in every evening from 9:30 to 10:30 to hear the next chapter.